All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking. I hope everyone enjoyed listening to Mike London in the previous segment. I thought he really gave us an excellent perspective in terms of being the head coach and his recently signed recruiting class. All right, to give us a different perspective, quite objective, we hope, is Chris Horn from the Saber. Chris has been a frequent contributor for the last 5 seasons on Who's Talking. And Chris, thank you for being patient with us. We had a little bit of a connection issue trying to catch up with Mike, and then finally it happened. So anyway, Mike, our good buddy Hobo has a question.
Chris, we thank you for taking a moment. We were just curious, your assessment of the Virginia class stacked up against the other schools of the ACC. How would you rate the Cavaliers?
Well, I think in terms of this year's class, it's probably not as highly rated as some of Coach London's previous classes. His previous 3 classes were pretty much, kind of upper tier, I would say, of the ACC. But it is a smaller class as well. It's about 17 players, but obviously the highlight being two guys who can come in and make an immediate impact, and Quinn Blanding and Andrew Brown, a safety and defensive tackle. So I think it's not as highly rated as previous classes, but you have 2 guys who can come in and make immediate impacts, 2 bona fide 5-star prospects, and then you have what I really like is they have a good amount of athletes. It seems like they brought in, and particularly on the defensive side of the ball, guys who in that front 7 who maybe down the road, maybe not right away, but down the road, I think are very intriguing players and good athletes, really adding to the speed and athletic ability of the class.
And when you say that, you're talking about Kanane Brown, the linebacker, 6'3", 235. You're talking about Darius Carter, 6'5", 205, from Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about a young man like Jeff Farrar, a cornerback, 6'1", 195. That's a tall cornerback. You talk about J.J. Jackson, the defensive end, 6'4", 220, among others. They got the linebacker, Corey Jones, and Darius Lattimore, another cornerback. And then the linebacker, Chris Peace, who's 6'3", 225 from Newport News. So he did load up, and it speaks well to the potential for John Tenuta, Mike Archer, and Jappy Oliver, right?
Yeah, I think I think the one area they probably could have used like an immediate impact guy, it would be at defensive end. Obviously, they returned a guy like Eli Harold, who has a tremendous amount of potential, has done extremely well so far. Mike Moore, but not a whole lot of proven defensive end depth behind them. So, in terms of they had, some of the guys you listed are very intriguing prospects, like a Jordan Jackson and a Corey Jones. But those 2 guys also, Corey only played 1 year of high school football, and then Jordan only played 2 years. We'll see. Some guys may not have a problem coming in and having to compete right away, with that limited experience. But in terms of, they may be also guys who just take, need a little bit more seasoning and some time, two or 3 years before they can really are ready to step out there and contribute. But definitely good athletes. And you mentioned cornerback and defensive backfield in general. I really think Virginia is doing really well. Last year they added Richmond guy Tim Harris, who saw a lot of playing time, Kirk Garner out of Maryland, and this year you mentioned Lattimore and Farrar. So I think Virginia is doing a good job of building depth at cornerback, and then of course, as I mentioned, Quinn Blanding, a guy who can come in. I expect he'll see a lot of time this year, playing with Harris, and of course Phelps started last year, and then they have Malcolm Cook, who was out of the Richmond area as well, a safety who signed last year as well. So I really like the depth that Virginia's building in the defensive backfield.
Chris, from this point forward, does Coach London start to recruit to needs, or does he still go out there and find the best athletes he can find?
Yeah, I think at this point, it's kind of a little bit of both. Obviously, you look toward next year, you kind of see, the offensive line has some talented guys. I like what they did last year. They signed 5 really talented guys, like Eric Tetlow from another Richmond area guy, and of course Sadiq Alanruaju, Eric Smith, who was a starter at right tackle. But in terms of there are some questions in terms of some guys who haven't seen the field, and they're kind of young guys, and this year is kind of a big year for them. So if they don't develop, then, you know, offensive line becomes a pretty huge need that they have to recruit for next year. But really, generally, I think, you know, I think just kind of adding kind of the best athletes available as well, for the most part, and I think that's kind of what you'll see. But still, definitely recruiting some need areas as well.
I know that the Wunderlich kid who decommitted and ultimately signed with Mississippi, he was a field goal kicker.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hearing? That is Virginia inviting some potential walk-ons to come in and try to bolster the kicking game?
Yeah, there are a few in-state names. I know, but in terms of I'm sure that will happen because it happens pretty much every year. Just, you know, Virginia. In most schools, that's kind of the way most schools go about handling the kicking situation is just inviting some recruited walk-ons and seeing how they develop. At this point, though, I haven't got any concrete names in terms of guys who have definitely accepted and are going to come in, but I expect that certainly will happen. And you mentioned Wunderlich was the guy who's Under Armour All-American who had committed to Virginia earlier in the process and ultimately switched to Ole Miss and signed with them. But I expect that will happen, certainly, one or two recruited walk-ons coming in.
Chris, by the way, we are speaking with Chris Horn of the Sabre recruiting analyst. Chris, the spring game, have they identified that date yet?
Not that I know of. And I was talking about it with my colleague Chris Wright a week or so ago. But I haven't heard anything definitively yet at this point. And it may have happened, but I just haven't heard about it.
I haven't seen a bulletin or a notice about that. When you guys hear, would you make sure you let me know
so
that I can let our audience know so they can plan their schedules? Chris, as always, how would you say Virginia fared overall, and let's talk about maybe the last 3 years in terms of recruiting. How would you rate Virginia's recruiting efforts of the last 3 years?
Well, I think some areas are to be determined. As I mentioned, kind of like offensive line is still kind of a work in progress. I think they do have some young talent there, but it's not a whole lot of guys who, you look at, like, say, the center position and, left tackle for next year. It's going to be some young guys that are going to be counted upon to really play. So kind of a to be determined in some areas. But then I think you look at the defensive side of the ball. I mentioned, like, Eli Harrell, guys who they've recruited there. Mike Moore, I think next year is an interesting year for him to really step up and become the player that, and he was a highly touted player coming out of high school as well. And defensive tackle is looking pretty good. I mean, look at David Dean. There's a lot certainly to like, but certainly I think, you talk about the offensive line and, some other positions, of course, quarterback, who's going to step up there. So a lot kind of to be determined, but definitely, a lot of guys who seem to have talent. We just got to see if they're going to be ready to step up.
Very good. All right,
Chris, we thank you as always. We'll certainly have you back soon. Best wishes. And for those we would ask, stay tuned. We still have the Olympic report to go, and we're going to have try to squeeze in a couple of minutes about a basketball game that's going to take place in Charlottesville in a couple hours. Stay with us. After these messages, we will return.